Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I know a lot of people who don't talk to certain members of their family.
I bet you it's more prevalent than what people let on.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people out there not talking to one member of their family.
Yeah.
And now's your chance to talk about
Tell us.
You can sound off about Sarah's. Is it Sarah or Amber who wrote in?
Amber wrote in talking
Amber's
about
email.
Sarah. Yeah.
Okay, silly Sarah.
Silly Sarah.
You can sound off about Amber's email. Or if you'd like, you could call in and tell us about the family member that you are not talking to anymore. You have disassociated yourself from that person. Phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We already got somebody on the line. Here's Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So who do you not talk to in your family?
So I don't talk to my mother-in-law.
Okay. Lucky you.
No. Oh, this is juicy, though, I bet. Why?
Yeah.
How come?
Yeah, well, first off, she decided to divorce my father-in-law, like, maybe 6 months after he got diagnosed with Parkinson's, which is really sad. And then we started planning our wedding, and about 2 days before, so my mom and I are at the nail salon, and my husband-to-be calls me, and he says, she's not coming anymore. And I was like, why not? And he said, well, because we couldn't get a hold of her for the last 2 or 3 weeks to talk about what song I was going to dance to with her.
Okay.
So I chose to dance with my sister. And I said, okay, cool. Like, that'll be special.
Yeah.
And so she calls 2 days before the wedding to talk about the song. And my husband said, well, we already had to give the DJ the songs, so I'm dancing with Amelia.
Yeah, so you're out.
And she said, okay, well, I don't think I can come to the wedding anymore.
Oh.
I'm also selling my house this weekend.
Oh, man. So how long ago was this?
It'll be 4 years in June.
So you haven't talked to her in 4 years.
I've texted with her occasionally to be cordial, but nope, haven't talked on the phone with her.
Do you think you guys will ever mend and move on and hang out together?
I don't know. She doesn't live here. So.
It's easier when they're
far away.
It
is so much easier.
I know. Like, when they're, like, miles and miles outside of your jurisdiction, it's like they don't even exist sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What song did you end up picking to dance to?
Yeah.
I don't remember what song they danced
to.
Oh,
darn it.
To be honest.
Baby Got Back, probably. Caitlin, thank you for sharing your life with us.
Yeah, thank you,
Caitlin. Really appreciate it. That's what we're talking about. Everybody's got a family member that they don't talk to. What's yours, or who is yours? 303-691-1649. Is it Ame?
Yes.
Hi, Ame. Who are you not talking to in your family?
My brother, John.
What's your deal? What's your beef?
So, it's not really mine. Like, I still text him on holidays, like his birthday and stuff like that. But I don't know what his problem is. I think he just thinks he's better than everyone else.
Oh.
And he literally, like, when my kid had her baby, they live in Alabama and my kid lives in Florida. It's like a 3-hour drive, right?
Yeah.
And every time I go to Florida, I try to set up a time for him to come see me because I'm usually watching my grandkids when I go out there, and they're little, they're tiny. And it's like to drive them 3 hours or even an hour and a half is really difficult. And he refuses to come out there and see me. And he'll just like make excuses why he can't do it. And then just literally literally on Easter, he was here in Colorado. He was here like minutes away from me. Didn't call me and tell me he was here. I found out from my dad.
Oh,
yeah. Didn't,
shady.
Didn't call me at all. Like, dude, I don't know what his problem is. He told my dad that I'm the favorite. And so he has some beef with me because of that. And I'm like, the reason I'm the favorite is because.
Watch your language. Be careful. I have a feeling something's going to slip. Why are you the favorite?
I'm the favorite because I do everything for my parents. Like, if they need something, I help them out.
Okay.
And
well, yeah, are your parents still here?
Yeah, my mom lives here in Colorado with me, and then I moved her here because my parents just got a divorce, like, 4 years ago.
So he's just basically checked out from the family.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to help.
Yeah. My brother, my middle brother, he passed away in November from a fentanyl overdose.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Yeah, that was rough. And I did call, like, I didn't want to call him. Like, everybody was like, don't call John. He's like, doesn't even care, blah, blah, blah. And I just felt guilty. And so I called him and told him. And that was the last time I talked to him in November. And other than that, he won't call me. He doesn't.
How strange.
Yeah, his wife texts me, but he doesn't.
John,
step up, John.
Yeah,
it's all very strange. I'm a little bit with him though for traveling to hang out with a bunch of small children. I don't think I would do that.
Well, no, but if you,
I'm on his side with
no,
that
I'm
one,
on your side.
But yeah.
I'm on your side, Almay, because if she has to travel to Florida, then she's already traveling somewhere.
Yeah,
you know what I
and
mean.
And he already traveled. He literally just got back from Colorado. He drove to Colorado. He drove to Cheyenne to see his grandkids. So he likes kids. And
yeah,
then
he likes kids.
Listen, Jer,
yeah.
he likes kids, so shut up.
That's not the thing. It's just literally me. Anything about me.
Well, you're
my
the
kids,
chosen one.
My...
Everybody loves you. You're so charming.
Yeah, they do. They do. Actually,
that's the problem.
Everybody does love
it's
me.
It's your curse on
it. It is. It's the cross I bear.
Really are.
Everybody loves
it
me.
It really is. It really is. It's because I'm so nice. Really, I am.
Well,
I've enjoyed this
you.
Phone call every second of it.
Exactly.
I love peering into your dysfunctional family. It's fantastic. I love it.
Well, I love listening to you guys. I want you to know that every morning I put on the radio specifically for you guys. And when you go off the line, like off the air, I hate to say it, but then I just go to my Bluetooth. But I always listen to your guys' show every single morning.
That's so very
Thank
kind
you,
of
you.
Very sweet.
That's
we would very,
very
sweet.
Nice.
I would call you on your birthday.
Exactly.
I would
come
too.
See you
yes.
Florida.
Yes. So sweet.
You would come see me? Yes.
Yes.
I'm fun.
I doubt it.
So fun.
Listen, Ame, we gotta hop into a song, but you were so sweet to share your life with us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, you guys. Have a great day.
Okay,
you
bye.
Too.
Say hi to your brother for us.